Hi everyone, good evening. Vibes are up, connections are up, spirituality is in the air. Thank you for joining me. I wanted to talk about something important, which is technology, one of the best creations in the universe. I wanted to kind of talk about how that would relate to spirituality, how we can connect them together, what benefits can we get from both of them. As you may have heard me speak about certain topics on meditation, on, you know, and how it transformed the body into a true force, a true, you know, light energy, which would then become either go back to source or become its own energy, you know, somehow, you know, obviously it would basically, like, you know, enter a different realm of this, you know, it would exit from this 3D dimension, and go back to source, or maybe whatever happens after that happens, maybe, who knows what happens after that happens, but, you know, maybe, what if AI can help us meditate? Can technology help us meditate? That's interesting. Can we create little cubicle, you know, little AI machines that somehow send frequencies to us and they put us in trances and we meditate? What about that? That sounds cool. That sounds really cool. You know, obviously there would have to be specific frequencies of, to help, you know, deep state trances, basically, or is naturally the way to go, right? I mean, and then there's this whole other side to, you know, transhumanism. I don't really have an opinion about that. I'm going to leave that alone. So, but what if AI can help us meditate? And we create a little cubicle, or, you know, maybe somehow they are able to send us frequencies and it puts us into a trance, and then we don't come out of that trance and we sit and sit and sit and our metabolism breaks down and we start taking in energy from the air and from the source. And then we start atomically changing our cells, and eventually we get to a point, like I've said previously in the podcast, probably would take a year to completely break down the body while you're still breathing. So, interesting ideas. I don't see it coming to fruition. That's not the way the tech companies think. They are so involved in this realm. Which, I mean, it's hard to, you know, you can't blame them. It's a realm that, if you have the means of resources, it's a realm that you can really make your home. And they're, you know, maybe experiencing that part of life, you know, and maybe they're there to advance certain situations. But what if we're missing something? And we're totally not activating something that we have. Can we biologically and atomically change the way we intake energy? What would be the point of changing the way in the way we take energy? I mean, why can't food, we eat food, that's fine. Your body needs food. I mean, you can't go without food. And water without 10 days, you'll probably, you know. What, you know, does the metabolism and does your body have this, the ability to pause or bring down or change its energy intake? Is there an energy out there that can support your life to sit still for months and months? Is that out there? Can we biologically and scientifically prove that the metabolism can take in different forms of energy? Definitely something to research. But my intuition, my intuitiveness tells me that clearly, right? Think about the body, it dies and then it decomposes, it becomes a skeleton. So, and then obviously, meditation, it would break down the bone marrow and disintegrate that. And either that would become part of the, I think it breaks down and just literally like decomposes. So, interesting stuff. But, you know, it's clearly about the body, right? Even in biblical research, like, Jesus was resurrected. So, you know, are there different ways to, you know, is it mainly based to this realm? Are we trying to have immortality to this realm? Are we trying to build ourselves into an atomic, you know, energy? Not atomic, I'm sorry. Molecular, some sort of pure energy. I'm sorry if I said atomic before. Some sort of pure energy that yet exits this realm. Is that possible? Or do we need to have AI some sort of, you know, help us? Or, you know, is AI going to become a privacy infringement or, you know, joyful, a killjoy, you know, thing? You don't want AI to become killjoy. So, and the messed up thing about it is the people who are creating that may create that situation won't experience that killjoy. So there's many options, very interesting. Send me messages if you are on this type of vibe. Send me messages if you don't care and tell me to, you know, think about something else. I don't care, but I appreciate any sort of support. I'm doing this because I want to raise vibration. And I hope this reaches people. You know, I'm only getting a couple hundred listens, but I'm on Spotify, Google Podcasts. Check me out. I'm not always going to bring up this stuff. I'm going to bring up different, you know, if you notice there's different forms of how I explain things. I do interchange, you know, ideas, but I will have a variety of things that are completely different. So think about it, and message me. Just send me a message. Send me a voice message. Get in an episode. Say, you know, I'll incorporate you in the episode. You know, let's bring this vibration up. Is this true? Can we do this? Are we close to some sort of technological situation? What's the word? Are we able to attain the word? Or is that only approved for people in the upper, you know, realms of this 3D dimension? All right, guys, you know, I'll see you on the next one.